Hi, my name's Ad. Just been sitting for a few hours at this climate change. It's been great. We've had feedback from 12 tables of what the council are doing, what we can do, and how we can take this forward.
Right. Do you think it's been a success?
Absolutely agreed.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Not at all.
Thanks, Ad. It's Simon here, and it's Saturday afternoon, 9th October 2024, and I'm at the Ben Hall in the town centre on behalf of Rugby Talking newspaper, and just dropped into the event organised by the Borough Council looking at the whole urgent issue of climate change and how we can all, in different ways, contribute to slowing down the pace of global warming and dealing with the impacts of climate change that are here already. It was all wrapping up as I arrived, and the big hall was full of small groups deep in intense discussion. Organisers from the Borough Council, stallholders from local organisations that are already working to involve the local population in real, effective and sustainable actions, and members of the public eager to find out what was going on. As Adj left, I've made my way over to speak to Alison Livesey, the portfolio holder for climate change at Rugby Borough Council, whose idea it was to use this format for the event.
So it was my idea to do this consultation exercise in this particular way, and that's a first for rugby. We haven't done it before. A World Cafe event for engaging public involvement in discussions about particular things on a level that, you know, is easy for them to engage with on particular policy topics. So this event was about our draft climate adaptation strategy, and each table had someone who was taking notes of the conversations that were going on, and those notes will be compiled into a report which will then be put up on our Net Zero website, but it will also be used to inform the discussions that go on at the council about the climate adaptation plan and the action plan that follows that. So it does mean that residents have had a direct input into what is done at the council.
And do you think you've been successful getting that input from a decent range of the public?
Yes, I do. We've had over 100 people here today, and I think actually it has been really successful.
So you're pleased?
I am very, very pleased.
So what are the next steps? You say you're writing a report and putting it online. Will there be another one of these to go deeper into some of the subjects you've established?
We may do more of these events with different groups of people potentially. We've had some quite off-the-wall ideas about who else should be invited. So, you know, it's quite possible that Rugby Borough Council would do more events of this nature on different subjects. What we have to focus on is what can we gain from the opportunities that are presented to us.
Hi, I'm Sarah Steer. I'm head of climate change for Warwickshire County Council. I can't take any credit for the success of today. I'm just a punter here. So I've been participating in the conversations with everybody else today. So I think today's all, it's been about thinking about what are the adaptation plans for rugby going forward. High temperatures that lead to fires, droughts, water scarcity, all those kind of things we're going to see more and more of. So today's event has been about thinking about, well, what do we need to do to keep running our communities when those things happen to us?
So it's mitigate to avoid disaster, but adapt to come to terms with what is inevitable. Even if we stopped it right now, it's still going to get a bit worse.
Yeah, and it was interesting that we started with some of the floods around Wolston, and the chap who spoke to us earlier talked about how he'd lived in the village since 2012. And when he moved into the village, people had said to him, "Don't worry, the river comes high, it never floods, it never floods." And they've been saying for years, "It never floods, it never floods." And of course, this year it flooded, and it had a significant impact on the whole village. And all of a sudden, for the villagers, it's an issue, and it's now. But up until that point, it wasn't an issue for them, and they hadn't seen the relevance to them. And I think there's something about that for all of us. Until it happens to us, and the proximity of it happening to us, so many people aren't taking action because they don't see it as our problem.
So this runaway train of climate change is on the track, and it's coming straight towards us. And only when we see it perilously close do we begin to take it seriously? Is that right?
Well, that's the worry, and I think that. But the truth is, there are lots of things that we can do now to act, and it doesn't have to all be about looking to the state or other people to do that. We can take our own actions, and they don't have to be expensive actions. It can be small local actions that we can take in our own homes, which might be around using less stuff, growing our own things closer to home, buying things a bit closer to home, not throwing things away but repairing them, or you thinking about how we cook things that's in a more of an energy efficient way. And all of those things are going to save us money. So it doesn't have to be about being an eco-warrior, because actually, if what resonates with people is, I want to save some money on my household bills, there's loads of things that we can do sustainably that will help them without having to cost lots of money, like the big things that people talk about.
That was Sarah Steer from the County Council. I then found two people deep in conversation, Eric Wood and Louise Robinson, who explained how the Borough Planning Department are reframing the local plan and how they want our involvement.
So for all of your listeners, anyone who might be listening to this now, we are out to consultation on the local plan. And through the local plan and other local policies that we set, we're going to set the kind of the parameters and the scope for the investment and the growth and the infrastructure, any new schools or GP practices, anything like that we need, which all has its impacts. It's all underpinned by that local plan process and other planning policies. So I would say please get involved in the consultation and watch this space for the springtime and hold us to account.
Well, this has been an important step in consultation, isn't it? This cafe event. Do you think it's of itself been a success?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, because we've heard some really good ideas coming forward from people, not just councillors and council staff, but other people in the community that can make a difference. I would love to see it run again and bring in other groups, and that was one of the things that was said today. So I'd love to see young people actually coming and getting in touch with us and telling us, you know, what kind of events would inspire them and give them the power to design things like this and bring their peers together, and then we can listen to them about things that we, you know, in our generation need to take forward for them.
Mm. Well, they are the future, aren't they? And they're the ones for whom I feel most terror. Is in 20 years' time, they're going to have to deal with something even worse than we currently are dealing with ourselves. So, yes, they're quite important.
Yeah, I would like to say something about that, because we had some graphs distributed, and this is my worry, is that at the moment we're kind of seeing small incremental change, and it's not alarming us too much. But literally, one day we're going to wake up and realise it's too late, because suddenly the spike is too severe and it's right in front of us.
So we have to wake up sooner.
We have to wake up sooner and be doing it now, even though it might just feel like, you know, a few degrees here and there or a little bit of more rain here and there. It's really significant over time, and we will reach that sort of, you know, that cliff edge moment, but we can do something about it now.
Yeah.
So Eric, do you feel encouraged by what's happened?
It's a bit like Churchill's maxim, Jar Jar is better than War War. The only way you solve a war is to begin discussion and talk about solutions. And there is a war that should be fought with an urgency the world hasn't seen, and that's against climate change. The sooner we link up with the county council, the sooner this nation links up with Europe, and we have a united European strategy on climate change, the better. But I think a dialogue starting today in Rugby, led by the Minister for Nature, Mary Cray, a local MP, who set out an amazing vision for this government and this country to follow. In Rugby, we can do our bit. Beginning to talk about it, normalising that language, is a great first step.
And that was Eric Wood, referring to the contribution made this morning to this event by no less than the Government Minister for Nature, Mary Cray, setting out a new national vision for the UK. Then I went over to meet Angela and Alan, both already very involved in local groups like the Rugby Eco Hub and the Repair Cafe, and here today hoping to hear how more can be done to get local people aware of the crisis and actively doing things, however modest, to make a real difference. Angela, how do you think it went?
I would say mixed, as I always do with these things. I think that, you know, conversations have been happening for a very, very long time, obviously. And I think we need a lot more action to be happening. But we need, you know, those things that have been said to be heard and acted upon, and that to be communicated to the community. So I think, you know, there's lots of people in the room today from lots of different places. Lots of people notably not here as well. A lot of white faces, a lot of older faces, myself included. You know, where's the young people? Where's the people representing lots of different parts of our community? You know, everyone needs to be involved in this.
So it's okay as far as it's gone, but it should go a lot further and quicker. Do you think that's going to actually happen?
I always remain hopeful, because you need to remain hopeful. You know, the planet is in crisis. We need to do something about it.
Do you share those thoughts?
To a large extent, yes. So it's finding people who do other things, making sure they can be interested, they can help, and harnessing that enthusiasm, which I do think it's doable.
But it requires a drum to be banged loudly and in many quarters.
That's a good way of saying it, yes. I think sometimes it's like looking to places that are active in themselves, but haven't interacted. Like Cub and Scout groups, any community centre, women's institutes would be fantastic.
Okay, you made this point, I assume.
Yeah, the point was definitely made. Luckily, it was echoed across the tables when we give feedback at the ends.
Mixed bag, really, but not bad for having a go, but more that could be done.
Yeah, and it's not specific to rugby, specific to today. I feel like this about, you know, a lot of things, you know. Today wasn't like a bad example of these things. It wasn't like that at all. It's just that I have a realistic view. You know, time is running out, people. We need to act. So hopefully the pace will get there.
I would say while these efforts are small, then they're drops in the bucket. A bucket is made up of drops of water, and so is an ocean. So it does add up. It is significant. It just seems like it isn't at times. But it does make a change.
Thank you, Alan. Well, if this was the opening up of a wider dialogue, it was certainly a step in the right direction. There are signs of real effort from the Borough Council to re-engineer their plans and their policies, but frustrations from those already working in the area about the need for real, effective and speedy progress. There's recognition of the need for closer coordination between borough and county councils, and of course, big business and governments working together through the COP process. But here, in Rugby, it has to be said, with 100 people attending out of a borough population of over 100,000, an effective communication strategy is clearly needed. If every one of us shared the same level of concern that this is a real and urgent life-threatening crisis, and there can be now no doubt that it most certainly is, the Ben Hall would have been filled to bursting many times over. The drum needs banging ever louder and in every quarter. Nonetheless, we can hear from Kate Harris, another member of the public, who came wanting to know more and left feeling quite encouraged.
And do you think you've actually learnt a lot today? Do you know now more about what you can do?
Yes, I think I've learnt a lot, that we need to cooperate. We need to educate through from the primary school children through to the secondary school. I think education is a big thing.
So it's been very useful then?
It's been very useful, yes, and I think we can all do our bit. I think it's important that we do our own bit at home, and to recycle, try not to use plastic, try to use public transport. I think public transport is of the future. Plant trees, and yes, I think there's a lot we can do. I'm a grandparent, and I think we have to look for the future and for our grandchildren, which is a big worry, and we have to start with little things first. And it shouldn't be political, it should be apolitical. Everybody work together.
So it might be useful for some of your listeners to know that at Warwickshire County Council, we have a website that's called Sustainable Warwickshire. So it's www.sustainablewarwickshire.co.uk. And on there, you can find a series of podcasts about sustainable Warwickshire. And there's, I think it's about 15 or so, 20-minute podcasts, all about different themes that are around some of the challenges or opportunities that we have in the county to do better things from a sustainability perspective. All sorts of different themes, from sports clubs to schools to energy efficiency to repair and recycling. All sorts of things are covered up.
And that was Sarah Steer from the County Council, pointing you to where you can find out more. And reporting from the Ben Hall in Rugby, I've been Simon Ainley of the Rugby Talking newspaper. Goodbye.